Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 8th of July 2017, and this is the 617th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm sitting in the sun streaming through my window. I am looking after cats next door, and they have definitely chosen sunny spots to sit this morning, and I just feel like them. I feel like curling up on the sofa and going to sleep. There's something about winter sun that really does that. And I mustn't. I've got other things to do, but I've had a lovely morning. It was very cold this morning. It was 1 degree, and on our meteorological website it said that it felt like -4, so it was chilly this morning, and I went up to Knocklofty rugged in about 6 layers of clothes, and by the time I got to the top, I was stripped down to bare decency, really. So it's really changed. The sun definitely starts getting warmer in July. It was quite warm up there, and it's pretty warm here in my front room, even though it's the middle of winter. I certainly don't need any heating in this part of the room where the sun's coming through. And so I'm a bit reluctant to go to my desk, which is just out of range for the sun. And that's where I probably need to be. But I did promise myself that on the next lovely day, I would go to the top of Knocklofty. I haven't been for a couple of weeks. And today was definitely the day, and it's just going to be a priority to walk up there, or at least do the basic, what I call the basic Knocklofty walk when the sun's out. And the whole thing, when I can feel that I can manage it, or when the weather is just completely so blissful that I can't possibly do anything else, which is what happened today. I was looking down on the fog, especially when I first started going up, the fog that we call the Bridgewater Jerry that comes down from an area up river. Usually you can see when we do have this Bridgewater Jerry, you can usually still see the blue tops of the hills beyond it, over the bay and beyond it. But today, most of the hilltops were obliterated by this fog as well. But I was very gloriously above it. So a lovely start to today. And as you will know, if you receive Murmurs of Moll, you haven't received one yet, and that's because I haven't finished writing it. So that's what I need to get to my desk to do. It's already lunchtime. It took me over 2 hours to do the walk, and I went into the garden and did a crossword after that, and after feeding the cats and doing various other things like that. So I feel as if I've had not a lazy morning exactly. That was quite a hefty walk, but a not writing morning. So what I think I'm going to do is perhaps not go to my desk now. Maybe just upload this, but then I'm going to go to the cafe, maybe around 1:30, and spend an hour there, and try and get Moll and nailed. It's not far. I've got lots of words. They just don't quite make sense yet. That's better than when there are no words. Gosh, I do hope that you've had a good last couple of days. I think when I last spoke to you, I was about to go and listen to Heather Rose talking about the Museum of Modern Love. And it's always interesting for me to hear how other writers do their work. I think I've mentioned before that the main thrust of her book was set around the set around the New York exhibition that Hello, I'm back. I've just had a good old gargle with salt and made myself a cup of licorice tea to soothe my throat. And I'm just trying to remember where I broke off. I think I was talking about being at an event at which Heather Rose spoke, and I was mentioning that she had been influenced. In fact, the main theme of her book was this Marina Abramović exhibition in New York. And it was great listening to how that had developed, how she had started with just seeing a poster of Marina Abramović and being intrigued by an exhibition that she had had, where she had asked people, or not asked people, she'd sat in a room and set out a table of things that people could do to her, including knives and roses, and so a range of things, but very extreme. And the other thing that she saw when she first found this poster was this huge walk along the Great China Wall that she and her partner had taken. They had started at the extremities of the wall and walked to meet in the middle in order to say goodbye to their relationship. So in a kind of extraordinary venture. And this had kind of caught Heather Rose's imagination. But a very, very difficult process of evolving that into a novel. And for a while, she was in residence at MoNA, our wonderful museum of modern art, well, and old art too. And it hadn't really been built when she first started, so she was working out of boxes somewhere. But after they'd built MoNA, which is built underground and is quite an extraordinary piece of architecture, she was given an office that was next to the library, but it was so close to a tunnel that had vibrating music in it that none of the staff wanted to be in it. So she was kind of given this space. So in order to get to work each day, she had to go through an exhibition of the Klauoka, which is a poo-making machine, basically. They're transparent cases with various stages of the digestive system. And it smells like poo. The room smells like poo. So she had to go through this room and then enter this tunnel to get to the library, and then she had this space within it, and she was saying, you know, what an interesting ritual it was to move through this space into her own working cell. I mean, it must have been reasonably large, because she had set out a page for each day of this exhibition in New York, that it was 75 days that Marina Abramovich sat allowing people and gazing at people who wanted to sit with her. And so the book was constructed along the length of the exhibition. And it made me kind of think, where can I do this? Not the exhibition, but just where am I going to put up my novel? Because that's the stage at which it is at. And it also made me think about rituals, the ritual of going into that space, really recognizing it as a very, very different place from the everyday life, and then coming out of it again. I'm not really thinking of poo machines and tunnels in my house, but I do think other kinds of working one's way into a space are really important. And actually, I quite miss the time when I was doing my PhD and I walked to the university and back and had a space there that was just for writing the thesis. So it's something to think about. But I think the thing that I need to think about most is this having my work on the wall, so that I know where I'm at and so that I'm surrounded by it. I think I need a bit of immersion. And next week is going to be my immersion week. It's my unplugged week, so there won't be any murmurs of mole. There won't be any murmurs of mole, and there won't be any mole out louds. And I shall attempt to be pretty much unplugged, except for allowing myself to check my emails every couple of days. So that's pretty exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. I do hope that you have a great week next week, one that you have a good weekend too. And thank you so much for listening to me, as always. It's so nice to have you out there, right? Like an extended family somehow. And I'm going to leave you with, well, not leave you with, but I'm going to post this podcast with a photograph of the wattle, which is already coming out in this sort of very early spring weather, very early spring, pretending to be winter in the night and definitely being spring in the day weather. So it's a nice sunny thing to leave you with. Thank you again, and I really look forward to seeing you when I get back on Monday week.